All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
Welcome back to the Daily Drip.
The Daily Drip.
We are pounding these out.
Yes, we are. That's a weird
way. I know why I said that weird, but we are doing this every day.
Yes, we are.
You know.
Yeah.
I never have enough coffee when we do this.
I know. We are quickly approaching Veterans Day.
We are.
So we've already talked a little bit about veterans issues earlier this week when we talked about the Warrior Expeditions. I'm going to talk about another very cool charity. Mm-hmm. I know this gentleman. Shout out to Randy Shelton.
Yes.
The gentleman who started the Salmon for Soldiers.
Yes. And this this organization actually is located out of Mason County. Just an incredible story that he has. Their mission of Salmon for Soldiers is to offer a sense of normalcy and relaxation to our nation's veterans through fishing. Mm-hmm. Salmon for Soldiers fishing opportunities are designed to reduce stress, which is so important when they're coming back.
That's right.
Create new relationships, those friendships and bonds that
they
had overseas and now coming back home, and that can be really difficult.
Yeah.
So I think it's amazing that this organization recognizes the power of friendship, and they do it over the love of fishing.
Yes.
Even if you don't like fishing, Philip has a story for you.
yes, I do.
Our events, and then what's really, really great too is they also accommodate veterans with PTSD, TBI, paralysis, and other challenges that are debilitating.
That's right.
As well.
So give you a little context to Salmon for Soldiers and how it was started, because I think it will really bring a human face to Salmon for Soldiers. Randy Shelton is the gentleman who started this organization. His son was coming back from, and forgive me, Randy, if you're listening, I'm going to butcher this. His son was coming back from either Afghanistan or Iraq, or both. He had served either two tours in both areas or two tours in either one. Either way, he was coming back from one of those war zones, and he came back a different person, as many of these individuals do. And Randy attempting to reconnect with his son and sort of bring him back to normalcy began to go fishing with his son.
Yeah.
And basically in a crazy way brought his son back from where he was to a life of normalcy. And he decided, as a result of this, that he would begin reaching out to other veterans who were suffering through the same things. And then he kind of has been on this crusade ever since to rescue these individuals from the darkness and bring them back to a sense of normality, a sense of regular everyday lives.
Yeah.
Let me give you some stats on the veterans, and then I'll give you another really cool story that he told when I met with him. So so veterans who come back have a higher suicide rate. That is just known. That's a known fact. The risk of suicide rates amongst veterans is 22% higher than those of non-veterans. Homeless vets are decreasing. They're down 56% since 2010 because we've made a very concerted effort to attempt it. But they still represent an enormous portion of the homeless population because they come back and they don't have the skills or the faculty, or they have suffer from PTSD or mental disabilities.
There's not services for them to be able to deal with it, where Salmon for Soldiers is trying to
do that. So to give you another sort of human face to sort of these statistics, the story that when I was talking with Randy that also really resonated is there was this gentleman who came back and he had lost both legs in Iraq, I believe it was. And Randy decided he was going to reach out to this gentleman and actually try and get him to come out fishing. And this gentleman was just not interacting with the public anymore.
Right.
He was in his house. He was sulking. He was suicidal. And he told Randy, "I'm not interested in fishing, man. Why don't you get away from me?" And so then Randy contacted him again. And the guy said, "I'm not interested, man. Stop bothering me." For 6 months, Randy tried to get this gentleman to come out and just fish with him.
Right.
And he finally did. Got him out on the boat. Got him fishing. And this gentleman loved it so much, he kept coming back and coming back until eventually today he bought his own boat.
It's so amazing.
And now he actually goes and reaches out to veterans and says, "Why don't you come fishing with me?"
Yeah.
Right?
Just that cycle.
This is a paying it forward yep. sort of moment mm-hmm. that I think is so super cool and so human and so sort of like we just don't get that.
It's good. Like yeah. it's just good.
It's
like
just pure goodness.
Like the story that he tells and then mm-hmm. that second story when he follows up of like, no, like yeah. I keep reaching
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
It just like chokes me up because I'm like, so cool. You didn't give up. When he said like, I don't want help, you said, okay. Because think about how many times that vet has been comes back and goes, I don't need your help. And everyone goes, all right, we'll leave you.
Yeah, I've tried, man.
All right, I'm over it. And to have an organization that goes like, we don't take no.
Yep.
It's just really heartwarming.
Yeah. So why don't you give us the donation impact that Salmon for Soldiers says?
All right. So they gave us $100. Again, that would be $10
a month.
Yep. That they could do each month, and this would actually help provide a fully guided fishing trip for a deserving veteran or active duty service member. So that's what's right. really cool is they can actually take a full trip out as a guided fishing trip just for $100 or just do yeah. $10 a month. Really, this Randy's story and his son's story and this gentleman that now takes these other soldiers out is so important.
It's really
cool. These guys
cool.
are coming back home and we need to welcome them
that's
home.
Right.
We
that's
need
right.
to say welcome back.
Yeah.
And this is an organization is picking up the pieces of where we're leaving behind.
Yeah. And if you're interested in giving to an organization that's ran by an astoundingly positive person.
Yep.
More positive than me, and I'm a fairly positive person. A person who radiates positivity, mm-hmm. stubbornly positive, I like to call them, then I would recommend giving to Salmon for Soldiers.
Yep.
If you like what you heard about Salmon for Soldiers, if you want to find out more
mm-hmm.
and you're in the iTunes account, go ahead and go yep. to our website yep. and find out more about Salmon for Soldiers. If you're listening to it through the website, I just encourage you to start giving to this charity today.
Right.
They're a very cool organization ran by a very stubborn, stalwart individual who wants to make a difference for folks coming back who have been gravely impacted
yep.
by war.
This is The Daily Drift.
We will see you tomorrow.